Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We just talked to Coach Ra, and now we're going to get a little bit of perspective from the defensive side of things as Mike Hughes joins us. What's up, Mike? What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Man, well, I guess you just flush that tape, man. You watch that game film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. That's in the past.
Right.
You know, we looking forward to this week and the new opportunities we got.
Wednesday, it's almost like you can't wait to get the game plan, right? I mean, flush that.
For sure, yeah. Definitely one of those type of weeks. Like I said, we just ready to, get back to work. New challenge ahead, and just looking forward.
You know how fans are. They're like, they're screaming, they're throwing stuff at the TV. It just seems like every team in the NFL has one of these games. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it feels like it's almost contagious with things. Defense pretty much took care of your business. But, I mean, is it just you feel sometimes like, oh, boy, it's going to be one of those Sundays?
You never really feel like that going into a game, but you know, as it goes on and it got out of hand pretty bad. But nobody wants to lose by that much. Right. And I would say I'm glad it happened early. We faced some adversity early, and I think it'll give us a chance to see how we respond. And I think today was a good start off to how we're going to respond this week.
You feel like it was?
Yeah, I feel like it was good practice. Guys came in laser focused. Ready to get into the game plan. And I think that was contagious around the whole building today. So I think we got off to a good start today.
Mike, have you been involved in a game, obviously played a lot of football, where you've played in a game like this, whether it was in college? Obviously, there are lots of blowouts in college because the level of competition, sometimes you just play lesser-level teams. It's rare in the NFL that happens, right? And I think that's kind of the surprise is where – everybody's like right here. I can play with anybody. And then where our offense, just had a bad day at the office, it's one of those situations where I don't know how many of those kinds of games you've been in, but what's going through your mind as the game, like Mike's talking about, it's going bad, but you still have to go out and perform. You still got to go cover guys. You still got to do your job, right?
Yeah, I mean, and especially for defense, the moment you check out into a game, it gets exposed, especially playing corner. Like, you can never fall asleep, you can never get bored out there, or, it'll get crazy out there. So it's always a good idea to stay locked in and just try to keep competing. Even when it gets out of hand like that, you want to keep putting good stuff on tape and just not ending on a terrible note. When you go back and look at the film, you want to see how guys are finishing and responding once we get down that big. It was a lot of guys who were out there still fighting, and that's good to see. So,
right. Yeah. Former first-round pick, Mike Hughes with us, guys, on Dukes of Bell live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Carl, change of tact. Let's go back 2 weeks. How much fun was that ass-whooping up in Minnesota? Conversely, what was that sideline feeling like?
Man, that was a ton of fun, bro. seeing the D-line go to work and creating all those turnovers is always fun, creating turnovers and going out there feeding off of each other.
Right.
And that's what that was the game. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about this defense, man. To be quite honest, we haven't spent a lot of time on it. Y'all are playing really good. I know the results, you know, are not there from a record standpoint, but from a defensive standpoint, you got to feel good about what you guys have been able to do. Last week, I thought we played really well, kept us in the game. Unfortunately, we didn't get the offense that we needed. But let's talk about the unit, man, and what's been going on there and the connection with everybody.
Yeah, I would like to say we're a bend but don't break kind of mentality. And like I said, just going out there trying to, you know, help out the offense and just trying to feed off each other. It may be games where we can't, you know, get something figured out. We start a little slow, and then, offense and special teams, pick us up and get us going. So we want to do the same for those other phases as well. And like I said, just feeding off each other, it'll help us in the long run. So we just got to get back to that.
Yeah, and seeing the young guys, how exciting is that? I mean, you've been there to see rookies get their first interception in the league. That's got to be a great flight home.
Man, it's exciting. And then seeing them catch the pick and throw the ball somewhere, like, no, we got to get that. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep that for you, bro. Yeah. So for whatever reason, rookies always forget that, and a vet will go and get the ball and save it for them. So it's exciting to see those type of moments as well.
Talk about Bowman and Watts two weeks ago in Minnesota.
It was great. All right, you guys get the Commanders this week. We don't know. A lot of speculation if Terry will play. Terry McLaurin obviously is a great wide receiver. But even if he does or doesn't, what do you see with that receiving core when you watch these guys on tape? We saw these guys last year. What do you think about the Commanders and that offense and what they present?
They're a pretty explosive offense. Those guys on the receiving end can run pretty well. They all can run great routes. So and they got a QB that can get it to them. So, we got our hands full. And no matter who plays, we know we still got to, go out there and – do our jobs and go with the game plan the coaches put together for us. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
We got a bye week coming up. I mean, is it, as a pro, does it matter? Everyone gets aches and pains. Would you prefer this bye week come later? Or we got some guys that are banged up right now, so maybe this is the right time.
Honestly, I prefer it come later. But okay. With it being this early, we can still use it to our advantage.
Right.
And however that looks, we'll see next week. But I would definitely rather have it later.
Yeah, and this trip overseas, man, I know it's down the road, but you like that stuff? I don't know. Some players are like, man, I wish you didn't have to go. Because we were just talking about the Steelers are going over to Dublin this weekend. It starts that international process. Mm-hmm. You have any thoughts on, we're going, but you like that kind of thing? Or what's the deal with
it? Honestly, I think it's pretty unique. And I took German in high school.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So
okay.
I think it's going to be pretty cool for me to go over there and kind of, see how that side of the world works. But, honestly, I think it's a blessing, bro. Like, my first year going across the water was going to London.
Right.
And it's like, you get over there, it's like, man, football really took me this far. So, it's just all about perspective, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, I think it's pretty cool. And I ain't got a problem with it.
Right on, man. That's great. Yeah. All right. Carl, you lived in Germany, man.
I did, man. And look, and I think it's cool, the NFL, we used to say this, like, for years it was just England, right? It was just London. And they were like, well, when are they going to play somewhere else? And now it's Spain.
Right.
They're playing in Brazil.
Hi, yeah. Poppy.
Right. Yeah, right. So it's crazy to see the journey of where everybody's going. You watching your college squad at all, man? You watching UCF?
I try to keep up. If anything, I'll catch the highlights and the scores. But as far as watching live, it's been a little slow. But I'm still supporting from wherever I'm at.
For Scott sure. Frost is back to just beat Belichick, man.
Yeah, that was exciting to see.
we all enjoyed that.
Mike Hughes, man, good luck this weekend. Brother, as I said to Ra, let's get back on the right track.
Yes, sir, for sure. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yes, sir.
That's Mike Hughes, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.